The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
Let us b'siyata d'shmai continue in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Klal Chof Tes Os Zayin, the halachos of midos tovos, positive, wanted and warranted character traits. Zayin, Shema Yomar HaAdam. Perhaps one would say, Hoyel v'akina v'ataiva v'akavod v'chayotze bahem. Since and being that envy, lust, and the pursuit of honor and the like are a path which is not recommended, which leads to harm and evil. And they will take a person out of the world. They will cause a person's early demise. Let me abstain from them very much. I will keep away completely. And I will distance myself all the way to the other extreme, atchelo yochal basar, so he will not eat meat, velo yishtayin, nor will he drink wine, velo yisaisha, he will not marry, velo yesha bedira, no, he will not sit in a comfortable, decent, will not live in a comfortable, decent dwelling, velo yilbosh malbush noe, nor will he wear nice, attractive, put together clothing, elo yilbosh sak vechadome, rather he will wear sackcloth, and saying that I need to abstain from indulgences, from partaking in this world. This is as well a poor choice, a path of no good. And it is forbidden for him to follow in this path. One who does walk in this path, Nikra Choyte, is a sinner. Shahariksiv b'nazir, it says regarding a Nazir, a Nazirite, one who vowed to abstain from wine or any grape products, one who desired a higher level of abstinence, of purification. So it says regarding a Nazir who became Tameh, a Nazir who accidentally came into contact with a corpse. A Nazir is not allowed to be involved in the burial of a body. If a Nazir does, during the term of his Nazirus, during the initial standard 30-day period of Nazirus, if he becomes Tameh, he needs to bring a Karbon. And the Pasuk says that the Kohen, upon doing the service, going through the process of being of bringing the karbanos of the nazir, it says v'chiper olav me'asher chato al hanafesh, and the kohen will atone for him, for he sinned against his soul. V'amru zecharim levracha, Chazal darshin that the sin here under discussion is not merely the sin of having become defiled during the days of Nazirus, but rather it's the fact that he accepted the Nazirus altogether that is considered a sin, and that requires atonement as well. And they deduce from this the following: Umaim Nazir shall appearish as atzma elamin ayayin tzarech kapar. If a Nazir that refrained from only wine nevertheless requires atonement, certainly one who refrains from everything and anything would most certainly require atonement. So from Nazir we could derive that if there are pleasures available that are mutter and are enjoyed in good measure and in the right way, then one should allow himself those pleasures, and if one does not, he is considered a sinner. Therefore, our sages commanded us, Shelo yimna ha'adam esatzma, one should not refrain, elomin advarim shatora asra lanu. He should only stay away from those things which the Torah has clearly and explicitly forbade us from, Velo Yeser al Atzmo, and he should not add to these prohibitions, Benedarim, with vows, or Shvuas, or oaths, Tvarim HaMutarim. He should not use any other methods or mechanisms of forbidding himself on anything else beyond the letter of the law. Kach Amruzal, the Yerushalmi tells us, Lo Dayecha Masha Asra Torah. The Yerushalmi admonishes one who adds more Isurim, who adds Chumris. Lo Dayecha Masha Asra Torah. It is not sufficient for you that which the Torah did Asr, Eloshata Oser Alecha Dvarim HaMutarim, but rather you find it appropriate to add new things, new Isurim, and that are would otherwise be mutter. The Asruch Rabbi Seinu Zal, the sages forbade l'sagef es atzmo b'tainis yoisem in a row, for one to afflict himself through fasting more than necessary. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that if one wishes, one finds it within his heart appropriate to fast, or to he wants to volunteer and deprive himself of earthly pleasures in the hope of refining himself and elevating himself, so it is preferred that he accept a tainis dibur, that he cut back on his speech, that is better than refraining from eating. Because if one cuts down on illicit speech, then he will not harm himself bodily or spiritually. He will not become weak as a result. As opposed to one who eats less than he should, he will therefore weaken himself. And the Gra, in his famous letter to his family members, writes the same, that a person should not afflict himself with fasting and other forms of deprivement, of deprivation. Rather, he should watch his control his mouth and reduce his tivus. Val kol advarim ha'elu, continues the Kitzer, regarding these matters, the chayotzeben and their like, Amar Shlomo ha'melech alav ha'shalom, al tehi tzadik harbe, don't be excessively pious, val tishakim yoser, or be overly wise, lama tishomem, why would you find yourself desolate? I mean, if one tries to be overly pious, he will end up with nothing. V'amar, and Shlomo ha'melech says in Mishlei, Pales ma'agal raglecha, weigh the course of your feet, v'chol drochecha yikonu, and then all your ways will be established. Certainly one should be very meticulous in not violating and indulging in anything prohibited to him, but should not look for any other isurim, and should not add to the load. Krakosavnu, we've already written earlier in Siman Aleph, Ma'amar Yehuda ben Tema, the saying of the Tana Yehuda ben Tema that appears in the Mishnah in Avos, Havi as kanomer, one should be as ferocious as a leopard. Shalo yisbayesh mipnei bnei adam hamalegim olav, one should not be embarrassed from people who mock him, ba'avodas habarius baruch shmoy, in the service of the Creator, may his name be blessed. One should not be concerned with those who denigrate him or deride him for doing the right thing. Avol mikamokom, nevertheless, lo yane osam divrei azus, he should not respond to their remarks with scorn, with disdain. Shelo yikne kinyan benafsho lios azponim, so that he not become accustomed and shouldn't acquire the trait of being insolent, of being tough. He may come to do this even when in matters unrelated to the service of the Rabbonu Shel Olam, and to prevent such a midah from becoming part of his essence, one should respond even to those who mock him in Avodas Hashem. He should respond softly and as much as possible courteously. The Bir Halacha in Siman Aleph tells us that although one should generally not employ the midah of azus, should not be tough, but this would apply only to a mitzvah that one does alone, when where people mock him for it, and in that case, one should not be concerned with their mockery, and they should not quarrel with them. However, if he is in a position where there are apikarsim who blatantly and openly denigrate and disgrace the Torah, and especially if they want to institute takanos or make public enactments or change things in the city whereby many will be affected, and he tried to convince them softly otherwise, and was not his words were not taken into consideration. In that case, he should quarrel with them openly and try to sabotage their plans in any way possible. In that situation, calls for open toughness and not for one to be soft. Continues the Kitzur in Ostes. V'chein ein lehi skotet b'shvil eiza mitzvah. One should not quarrel regarding a mitzvah unless, Mishneh Berurah writes, the mitzvah will be will not happen at all. If the mitzvah will be prevent it altogether, and he could protest even openly, he should do so. But if there's a mitzvah that someone else could do, the mitzvah will be done somehow. Kigon, for example, ispalal lefnei ateva, he would like to daven for the amr, be a chazan, oilalus latar v'chadome, he wants an aliyah, he should not fight for it. There's no place for quarreling over such mitzvahs. Kedematzinu b'lechem apanim, as we find in the with the showbreads, the lechem apanim that was placed on the shulchan and the mishkan and in the Beis Hamikdash. Afshu mitzvah la'ochlo, even though it's certainly a mitzvah to eat the from the lechem apanim shanino, we find that Chazal tell us hatsnuim, those who were refined, moshchem yedeim, they would pull back. They wouldn't aggressively try to grab portions of the lechem upon him. V'agargarim, the gluttonous individuals, chotfin v'ochlim, the kohanim who were less refined, they would grab a portion of the lechem upon him and eat it. So we find that even when it comes to fulfillment of a mitzvah, one should not be aggressive and overly assertive. Yud. Teva ha'odam, it is the nature of man, Lios nimshach b'masav, to gravitate and to follow and to be impressed by achareyav achaverav, his friends and colleagues, like-minded individuals, v'anshe mekomo, and the people of his city, of his location. R'matashel Solomon is medayik to do infers from the words of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in a very similar style that one has reyim chaverim, one has friends, associates, and then as well one would follow and gravitate after the people of his location, after local society. And he writes that one way to prevent gravitating and learning from the people with whom one resides is to have reyim and chaverim, to have like-minded individuals that are elsewhere. And if a person considers his friends and colleagues to be those not in his locale, to be those away, separate and apart from where he's living, and those are the ones whom he considers his friends, his colleagues, the ones with whom he'd like to associate, then that would certainly help him not follow and assimilate into the do like the people of his location, which is exactly how Avadja and Rivka and Yaakov, when he spent time with Lavan, were able to disassociate from the people with whom they physically resided, but in a spiritual association were able to link themselves to friends and people elsewhere. So there are Reyim and Chaverim, and then there are Anshe Mekomo, there are people in that location. Lefichach, Tzarech Ha'adam Lizchaba L'Tzadikim, one should associate with the righteous, leishav etzel hachachamim tamid, he should sit and spend time with the sages, kedei sheyilmod mimaaseihim, to learn from them and from their deeds. V'yisrachek min harishoyim haholchim b'choshech, he should distance himself from the wicked who walk in the dark, kedei shelo yilmod mimaaseihim, so that he should not learn from them. Amar Shlomo HaMelech Alav HaShalom, Shlomo HaMelech tells us initially, Hoylech es chachamim yachkam, one who walks with the wise shall become wise. V'roya k'silim yaroya, and one who hobnobs with the foolish will become a lesser individual. The Omer in the beginning of Tehillim, Ashrei ha'ish asher halach ba'atzas yishar rishayim. Fortunate is the man who does not follow in the ways of the wicked, and rather spends his days in the company of tzaddikim. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzas rishayim. Praiseworthy is the man who walked not in the counsel of the wicked, and stood not in the path of the sinful, and sat not in the session of scorners. Beim hudar beir shemanigei aroim, if he dwells in a city, the leaders of which are bad, are evil. Ve'ein anoshim holchim medarech yeshara, and there are no righteous people in that city who follow in the straight and narrow path. Yelech misham lodur beir, he should leave that city, and rather dwell in a city shanashat tzadikim, the inhabitants of which are righteous, v'noagim medarech tovim, and they follow in a good path. Mitzvah asei li'dovek b'tamidei chachamim, it is a positive commandment to cling to scholars, to tamidei chachamim, k'dei lilmor b'maaseihem, to learn from them. K'inyan shenemar, as the pasuk tells us, ubo sidbak, you should cling and cleave to the Ribono shel Olam. V'chi efsha la'adon li'dovek b'shechina, Chazal tell us rhetorically, can a person actually cling to the Shechina itself? Alakach pirshu Rabbi Seinu Zal, so rather Chazal explained the following: he dovek b'tamidei chachamim. The message over here is that one should cling to the to tamidei chachamim, the representatives of the Shechina, the men of God. Lefichach tzarich ha'adam lishtadel. Therefore, a person should endeavor sheyisa bas tamid chacham, to marry the daughter of a tamid chacham. V'yasi bito l'tamid chacham, he should marry off his daughter to a tamid chacham. The lechol v'lishtos, to eat and drink im tamidei chachamim, in the company of tamidei chachamim, v'lasos pragmatio l'tamid chacham, and to do business or to help out a tamid chacham, provide a tamid chacham with business opportunities. Well, hischaber aleim, and generally associate to tamid chacham b'chol minei chibur, in any way possible. Shenemar u'ledov kovo, that one should cling to the Ribono Shel Olam through associating with Tamidei Chachamim. V'chein tzivur Rabbeinu Zal v'amru, Chazal have commanded us, saying, Hevi mis'abek ba'afar agleim, one should immerse himself in the dust of the feet of Tamidei Chachamim, v'shoseh batzama and esdeveim, and thirstily drink their words of Torah and wisdom. Mitzvah al kaladam, is incumbent upon every individual, le'ehovas kol echad the echad mi'israel kegufoi, to love each and every one, each and every Jew, as he loves himself. Shenemar ve'ahavta l'reacha kamaycha, love thy colleague as you love yourself. And the Ramban explains that, of course, this doesn't mean that one should do everything for someone else as he would do for himself. He can't buy a house for someone else. He can't buy a car for someone else the way he would do for himself. Rather, it means that one should wish prosperity and wealth and health and all good things that one wants for himself, he should wish for someone else. He should not envy someone else and want any less for him than he would want for himself. Lefichach, therefore, tzarech lesaper b'shvacho, one should relate the praise of his fellow. Of course, one of the halachas of Avak Lashon Hara found in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim is that one should not praise an individual in front of that individual's enemies, because that will inevitably lead to his enemies disparaging him and them speaking Lashon Hara about him. And if he's saying it barabim, if he's in front of many, he should not. Indulge in his in saying praise and praising his fellow. And even if it's not barabim, if it's to another individual, one should not excessively praise, because inevitably one would want to temper that praise by saying, however, although he is so great, but he has this flaw and that blemish. So, yes, in principle, one should relate the praise of his friend, but in moderation. V'lachus al-mamoinoi, one should look out for his friend's possessions. K'moishu hu chas al-mamon shalo, as if he would, in the same way he would care about his own money. V'rotza b'chvad atzma, just as one would like for his own honor and prestige. V'hamiskabed b'klon chaveroi, one who calls attention to himself and takes pride in his own accomplishments while contrasting it to his friend's deficiencies. Even if his friend is not present, and his friend was not embarrassed, he didn't directly embarrass or insult his friend. He demonstrated his deeds and his wisdom. He contrasted his accomplishments and his standing relative to his friend's deeds or his friend's wisdom, so that he shall thereby appear shehu mechubad, so that he is praiseworthy, and his friend is a lesser individual. One who does this, who is miskabed, who takes pride through putting down his friend, ain lo chelak l'olam haba, if he does this regularly, he does not have a share in the world to come, at sheyashuv b'tshuva shleimah, until he sincerely repents. Kol hasonei echad miYisrael b'libay, one who despises or hates a fellow Jew in his heart, over belosase, has violated a negative commandment, shenemar, the pasuk says, lo sisna esachicha b'lvavecha, one should not despise his brother in his heart. Vim chata ish kenegdo, and if one has sinned against him, if one has wronged him, lo yistamenu v'yishtek, he should not silently hate him and be silent. Kemo shenema b'rashayim, that is the trait of the Rishayim we find in Shmuel. Velo diber avshalom es amnon me'uma, Amnon had wronged Avshalom, and Avshalom did not speak with him at all, l'meirah v'atoiv, neither for good or bad. Ki sonei Avshalom es Amnon, Avshalom gave Amnon the complete silent treatment because he hated him to the extent that he could not talk to him. And that is not the proper way to go about it. Ela mitzvah olavlo odia, rather, if one has a grudge, if one has bad feelings towards an individual, for the individual had wronged him, it is incumbent upon the one who is wrong, lahodia, to inform the wrongdoer, v'loimalan, to tell him, lama asisa kach v'kach, to share it with him, and to reprove him softly, and gently, and he should tell him, why did you do this? Lama chatasa libidavarza, why have you sinned to me in this matter? Shenemar hechech, techech es hamisecha, reprove your colleague, your friend. V'im chazar u'bikesh m'menu limchalo, and if the wrongdoer repents and requests that the person whom he had wronged forgive him, tzarech limchalo, the victim needs to grant mechila. For lo yehi achzari, he should not be cruel. Shenemar vayispalel Avraham el Elokim, as we see that when Avraham was wronged by Avimelech, the king of Gror, who had taken and kidnapped Sarah, and when he begged Avraham for forgiveness, Avraham davened to Hashem on behalf of Avimelech and forgave him. And Ba'avos der Abnasan, the Braisa tells us in Avos der Abnasan, v'sinas abrios ketzad, what is an example of hatred of others? Melamich lo yechavin adam lomar, a person should not decide to say, eyoves achachomim usnas atalmidim, I will love the wise people, but I have no patience, I don't care for the younger scholars, or ehoves atalmidim, I will love the talmidim usnas ameoretz, and hate the ignorant. Ela ehoves kulam, rather you should love, have affection for all upstanding Jews. Usnas apikarsim, the only ones that should be hated and vilified, are the heretics, v'amasisim v'amadichim, those who try to seduce others from following in the path of Hashem, v'chein amasoris, and those who snitch, those who give over their friends to the government. V'chein David Amar, David tells us, m'sanecha Hashem esna, I will despise those who hate you, Ubiskomemecha, and those who rise up against you, Hashem Eskodar, will quarrel with them. Tachlis sinas shneisim, I hate them to the utmost. La'ovim hayuli, they have become my enemies. So those who despise Hashem are to be hated and despised. Halayu oimer ve'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha ani Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us you should love your fellow man. Matam, why should you love him? Ani Hashem, ki ani barasif, for I have created him. Vim oise maise amcha ata ayavoy. If he does the if he follows in the ways of the nation in the appropriate Jewish path, then you should love him. Vim lav yata avo. So it's only one who stands up against the Ribbono Shel Olam. He is one who can justifiably be hated. Asur la'adam levakesh din min hashamayim al chaveru she'asa lo ra. One is prohibited from turning to heavenward and asking Hashem to punish an individual who had wronged him, meaning to turn the case over, so to speak, to Shamayim. That is forbidden. V'dafka b'di isli dainabar. This is true only if there is a court of law, if there is a bezdin that could preside over this case and could punish the wrongdoer appropriately. And one who cries about his fellow's wrongdoings to Hashem and asks for Hashem to punish him, he will be punished first. And there is an opinion in Shulchan Aruch, even if the victim has no one to turn to, has no one to take up his case, also litzik olav, he still cannot turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam and request that Hashem punish the wrongdoer, the perpetrator. Elohim ken hodiyah tchila. He first has to inform the perpetrator that he will turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam and daven for the Hashem to punish and give the wrongdoer a chance to repent and to correct his ways before asking Hashem to punish him. Haroes chaveru shechata. If one sees that his friend has sinned and has followed an improper path, mitzvah lahachziru lamutav, it is he is commanded to try to bring him back and to help the wrongdoer correct his ways. Ulahidia, and inform him shu chayte b'masav aroim shenemar haycheach techiach es amisecha. Pasuk says you should reprove your friend, your colleague, velosisa olafchet, and you should not bring a sin upon yourself as a result of it. Meaning, if one does not provide tochacha when appropriate, he is held accountable because he could have helped the wrongdoer. V'amechiach es chaveroi bein bedvarim shebeino levena. One who reproves and admonishes his friend, whether it be things that happen between them, bein bedvarim shebeino levena makom, or if it's regarding matters between his friend and the Ribbono Shel Olam, tzarich lo chicho beino levena atzmo, he has to chastise him privately, the yedaber lo benachas beloshenaka, and he should speak softly and in a friendly way, the idea, and he should inform the perpetrator. She'ena Imrla, he's only reproving him l'elula tovaso, for his own good, lehavia lechayei olam haba, to bring him to the eternal life and the great reward in the next world. The Mishnah Berurah points out that, however, if one is doing an avera openly and is causing a chil Hashem, people are seeing him doing an avera, Then that has to be stopped immediately, and in that case, he could rebuke him even publicly. Continues the Kitzer, v'chol she'efshel b'yado limchos ve'ena moche, he who can protest, who can stop an avera from happening, ve'ena moche, does not protest, hu nitfas ba'avon zeh, he will be held accountable, kivan shehoya efshel limchos, because he was in a position to be moche and did not, so he will have to pay the price for the avera as well.